Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Well, welcome to week 4, my friend, our final week of the Holy Girl Walk, this time around anyway. I'm looking forward to doing it with you again in the fall when we dive into Psalm 92 to talk about how to flourish in a world that's flailing. Now, let me tell you why I decided to tackle this important project, and I want to pause to say thank you for being a part of it. One day, my team and I, we were discussing something that honestly just blows me away. You see, we have an unbelievably high number of True Girl Ministry partners who've been with us for 5, 10, and even 2 for 20 years. And wow, I am beside myself when I think about it. And so I wanted to create a tool that said thank you to those special friends. Now, they've aged out of getting tools for their True Girl daughters, even for their teen daughters. So I wanted it to be really special. And when I prayed about what to do, my own experience led me to Scripture. And then Scripture memory and my sweet encounter with God in Psalm 91. And I thought, you know what? Girls and women of all ages need that. So we've included our True Girl moms, hoping they would include their daughters. Now, it's been received in a way that has honestly surprised me because God is at work. He went ahead of me. And well, that's just what he does, isn't it? For example, one summer camp felt led to invite their teen girl campers to memorize Psalm 91 to address the growing problem of anxiety. Now, this was before they even knew that I was working on this project. Well, Becky, one of the leaders, contacted me when she heard about it and asked about our Calm Anxious Thoughts book to study Psalm 91. And I told her, we'll be able to give you a discounted rate. Well, she took it to the other leaders, and they all contributed to buy the book for over 100 teen girls. Imagine. You know what? Today, as you walk, would you pray for those girls? Pray that they would experience victory in Jesus as they memorize and meditate on Psalm 91. May they be an example to others their age that you can overcome fear-filled thinking. Now, I also hope you are overcoming anxious thoughts, and I want your expectations to be reasonable. So let me tell you that I still sometimes wake up fearful. There is something medical going on in my brain. But the difference is this: I don't stay anxious for 1 or 2 hours or even longer like I did at first. I don't have to go downstairs and make peanut butter toast. You know what I'm saying? Instead, I call to the God Most High. I recite Psalm 91 in my mind or under my breath as Bob sleeps next to me, and the fear fades. It really does. This works. I'm telling you, God's word is alive and active. Now, maybe you'll be completely relieved of your anxiety. I hope that's the case for you. Or maybe it'll remain a challenge in your life, as it has for me. Either way, you now have a tool to fight it and to pass on to others. Okay, let's get you walking. We've got a lot of verses to practice today. I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 91, verses 1 to, are you ready for this? 13. Yep, string them together like valuable pearls. Let's keep focusing on, thinking on, and asking for insight about that 13th verse as we walk today. It reads, "You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot." Now, this verse continues the theme of the passage, the safety and protection of God. I mentioned trampling on lions and serpents yesterday, but let's look at this more deeply. What does it mean? Well, let me say something I've said before, but it bears repeating, obviously, because the psalmist repeats it over and over. The lion and the serpents are going to show up in your life, but you will trample them. You will trample, in Hebrew, is pronounced dairak. It's a verb meaning to tread, to bend, to walk on, or to trample. Of course, trample means to crush, and that's what we're doing. We're crushing anxiety and every other lion and serpent that comes our way. We can do that. You can do that, but not alone. When I took a deep look at the Hebrew in my Strong's lexicon, I found something fascinating. The word dairak, well, one of the letters means on its own, anointing of the hand on the head, redemption. Then I found this. To accomplish the crushing or the trampling, we must, let me quote, bend down, surrender, palm of hand, wing. Okay, so I'm in all these like weird little lexicon notes, right? But what it made me think is it possible this is taking us back to the shelter of the Most High's wings? That to do the crushing, we must be in the shelter of his pinions. Surely, because we can't overcome the enemy of our souls without Jesus, right? The invitation here is not to march out on our own and face our problems without the constant companionship of our God. We're invited, even in the battle, to nestle under his shelter. And I'm reminded of Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light." Think about this. Even crushing lions and snakes is easier in the care of our God. So go out there and be what my friend Janet Milan calls an everyday serpent crusher. In fact, she has a podcast by that name. Check it out at janetmilan.com. You'll be so glad you did. Now, she has a bucket list goal that's kind of unusual. She wants to be bit by a snake one day. Yeah, you did not hear me wrong. Her brother, who's a pastor, actually did this. You see, he was so afraid of snakes that he thought he might face his fears. So he bent down, offered his elbow to a snake, and got nipped by it. He isn't afraid anymore. I think there's something there for the figurative snakes in our lives. Because once you're bit, if you take authority and live in the shelter of the God Most High, you learn that bite doesn't have much power. And as for those real snakes, maybe don't kill them. They're only going to attack when threatened. Most snake bites are the result of human aggression. So like I said yesterday, just walk away. That's your walking tip of the day. Just walk away. And hey, you might need it. After recording yesterday's podcast with the advice to walk away from a snake, my producer Matt actually met a snake that very night and got to use my advice. Okay, friend, let's get you walking. You are an everyday serpent crusher. Our next Holy Girl Walk is happening in the fall, as I mentioned. Flourish in Life, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92, will be available to guide you through your memory work and your life. You don't have to just survive this broken world, but you can thrive through Jesus Christ. In fact, we have an entire event to help you do just that. It's called Flourish. It features me, my friends, Aaron Davis, and Stephanie Peters. And to get the details on that, visit danagresh.com and sign up to get my email so you know when we release cities, dates, and tickets for this fall. Happy walking, my friend.